welcome to the Create Magic Podcast, episode number 426. I hope that Thursday is finding y'all well so far. For anyone just checking this out, we got a daily podcast I do about the artwork I draw and make and all that good stuff and post over on Instagram, my website, both linked below. Woke up to some more dystopian smoky skies today, and the bright pink sun that's hanging just reminds me of Simpsons colors. It reminds me of these beautiful pinks that they use for the sun and the sky, especially in sunrise, sunset settings. And yeah, I always wanted to live under those skies, but not quite in this way. So it's, yeah, definitely been a weird one. I played my first show in 4, maybe almost 5 years with the Headies last night, and it was wonderful. We had a bunch of bands in from all over the place, from Sweden, from Iowa, New York, Philly, and yeah, it was just a blast. It was so nice to get back into playing. It was a really weird setting, being that the whole city was covered in smoke, and no one knew whether to be wearing masks or breathing it in, or yeah, everything's weird again, which is, you know, seems fitting. And it's like, it's been a minute since we've had some you know, big weirdness going on around here, I guess, in certain ways. But yeah, it was a beautiful show. Lots of people came out that I haven't seen in so long, both locally and from all over, and so nice to catch up and just remember how special it is to get in a building and play some silly fast music with friends sometimes. And yeah, I had a blast, and I can't wait to do it again Saturday. We're supposed to be playing in New York for the Bloated Cat Fest, which is going to be super fun and also probably really weird. The one band that played from New York last night, Heavy Lag, was showing us pictures of their friends and stuff that were in the city still, and man, does it look apocalyptic up there in all the smoke and whatnot. So really hoping for some of it to clear out before the weekend for our little trip up there. But today is also Teddy's last day of kindergarten, which is just huge. It's one of those moments that, you know, every moment comes that you don't think will come, but it came so fast. And he's so sensitive. He is feeling it. It's so hard to see sometimes him grappling with these very paradoxical emotions that he's feeling so strongly. He is so excited for school to be done. He's really excited for summer. You know, he got over school in certain ways towards the end of the year, but you can tell he's also really feeling the letting go of kindergarten and the saying goodbye to his friends, and he's definitely feeling a little sad about it, which is just the sweetest thing. And watching him grow up emotionally over the last year has been some of the most proudest moments I've ever had, and just taught me a million things about my own emotions and the way I react to things and how I kind of handle what I feel. And man, today was a big one. He did so good, and I love that he feels things so strongly, and at the same time, I feel like I want to protect him from a lot of it. But it was a good send-off for his last day of school overall, and I am really excited to get him home and kick off the summer with a little fun. I'm gonna run out here in a minute and try and find him a Minecraft toy that he's been wanting as a little celebration for finishing kindergarten. So yeah, but for today's artwork, I guess I've rambled a lot here without even getting to it, is another page, the final, or almost final, second to last page of Find a Pencil. And it's our little goblin friend hugging onto a teddy bear that he just drew on a piece of paper. And it says, "The ideas you'll find, the feelings you felt while drawing these lines. So much of the value that I find in doing these daily drawings and now these daily podcasts and all of this stuff is that it's this weird kind of journaling. I know what I was going through and what was happening. Like when I was putting the finishing touches on this page, I will never forget how smoky it was outside and these giant forest fires. And it's not like an instant access to all the memories and all the things that happen when I'm making these little drawings and doodles, but it definitely allows for this different kind of sensorial experience of the past. And I think, you know, whether you share these things or keep them to yourself or do it via journaling, or there's so many ways to do it. It's just one of the biggest side benefits to having a daily creative practice is you have this log of what happened and how you were feeling and what went on that day. And it's something that I feel really grateful to have. When I look back back through all the drawings that I've posted over the last couple years, or the sketchbooks from 10 years ago, or the professional work from 5 years ago. Like, it all tells these stories that are probably just there for me, and I'm the only one that can really read or decipher. But I really feel like that's a big part of why it's so beneficial to do these things, and not only keep doing them, but stop and reflect on them and look back at what you've made sometimes. And even, you know, as all of my artists or creative friends will relate to, if it's a little cringy and hard to look at certain points, it's good to do it and reflect on what was going on, not look past the imperfections of the actual thing, and think about what was going on while you were making that thing. And think about the level up moments where you were making something and something else just clicked for you, and you figured out how to, you know, whether it's a craft piece where you figured out how to make a certain mark, or whether it's an idea piece where, you know, you've been trying to figure out how to express something and it finally comes to you and just comes out of you. Those are the things that I like to think about as far as what was happening within the drawing or within my life while making those drawings. And yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to end this book with, because this whole Find a Pencil book is kind of my statement on why creativity can be so good, both in a communal aspect and in just a personal kind of, you know, getting to know yourself, or a way to tap into things that are a little deeper inside the subconscious of yourself, or a bunch of things, just to have more fun with yourself. Because drawing and making stuff, it's just supposed to be fun. And I think that that's the overall message that I want to convey with this little book of Goblin Creativity. So yeah, that's pretty much where I got for you today. I'm going to leave it here and finish a little work before going to try and pick up Teddy's end of the year present. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for anybody who has supported me in grabbing comics or anything else over on the shop. There's still some new prints, both Mothman Donut prints and some new new issues of Polka Dot Eyes. My brain is just not working good. Maybe it's all the smoke inhalation. That's what I'm going to tell myself anyway for right now. So yeah, thank you for all the support. Thank you for anybody who came out to the show last night. I don't know if anybody that came out listens to this thing, but I want to say thank you anyway, because it was wonderful seeing everybody. All right, have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode, and this week's the actual comic book roundtable number 2 with Super Inframan and Chris Ernst, so I'm excited to share that with y'all. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye. Everything's gone!